You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Tony Blankley, Executive Vice President of Edelman Global Communications, but he's also a political veteran working alongside luminaries such as President Reagan and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. You may also know him from his many years as a panelist on the McLaughlin Group, but he's also the author of the brand new book, American Grit, What It Will Take to Survive and Win in the 21st Century. And Tony, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
What you do here in the beginning of the book is talk about a new American nationalism. You say that's necessary because we're obviously facing many significant challenges, both domestically as well as abroad, the war on terror, a very difficult economy right now. And you describe what you mean by a new American nationalism. And it's interesting that this book comes out at a time when you also believe Barack Obama is trying to foster a new nationalism, but not the same kind. So what are you calling for, and how is it different from what the new president says?
It's interesting. I started work on my book about 2.5 years ago before Barack was on the scene. But last year, as he obviously became likely next president, I started rewriting him into the book because he seemed to embody so many of the values and policies that I think are wrong-headed. However, he and I have, I think, one sense in which we agree, although we want to go in very different directions, and that is that the time has come when Americans really have to think about what will make America strong rather than just looking out for ourselves. Now, having said that, he and I would differ profoundly in the path. I want to fall back on our traditional values and our traditional methods of strengthening ourselves, free markets, strong military, energy independence. He would go in another direction, and I'm critical of him, although I respect his good intentions. But I sort of came to this. I always thought of myself as sort of a member of the libertarian wing of the Reagan Revolution. That's why I came out of campaigning for Reagan as a young conservative in California. And until September 11th, when I started thinking about how we defend our country, not only from our freedoms, not only from a big central government, which is always a threat to freedoms, but also from abroad. And I couldn't quite reconcile my libertarian inclinations with the need to protect ourselves from radical Islam. And then this book, I started looking at how we are going to fare in the next century, or this century, and it struck me that we've had the wind at our back historically for the last couple of centuries, and now we're going to have to really be smart and tough if we're going to be able to be strong enough at the end of the century or the middle of the century to protect our sovereignty and be able to protect our individual freedoms for our children and grandchildren.
And one of the things you talk about here, Tony, is that nationalism means action, not just patriotism, fervent love for the country. Explain that a little bit.
I mean, when I use the word nationalism, I certainly don't mean the old 19th century European imperialism or ethnic prides or any of that nonsense. I'm talking about an American republic, not an American empire. But if patriotism is a love of country, I think of nationalism as an action plan to protect the country, to make it strong. And it's not just sort of a passive love, but I find myself, and I would hope there'd be liberals who would also find themselves asking as their first question when a policy comes up, what will make America stronger? I used to kind of usually the first question, well, what fits my theory of government? And I'm still a conservative, and I still usually fall back on conservative principles, but not quite always. And I discuss a couple of them in my book, where I think we need to do things to make America stronger that is not completely consistent with all my traditional principles.
We're talking with Tony Blankley. And Tony, one other thing you discuss early on, especially when referring to the direction this country needs to go, is defending the free market. There's a lot of talk about that right now because of the way the Democratic majority and the new president want to address the economic crisis right now. What are the principles that we need to defend, and how endangered are they based on what we're seeing right now?
Well, I'm pretty worried. Look, we have an emergency. We've had an economic emergency since the middle of September, that when the banking system, the financial system of the world just froze up. And I think it makes sense, you know, to put money into the banks to try to get more liquidity there. I'm not saying that the government should be passive in the face of a crisis like this. I think action was required and may still be required. But the difference between, I think, free market interventionists and others is that as soon as the emergency is passed, we want to revert to the strongest free markets we can possibly have. I think, as Rahm Emanuel said, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. What he said was, who was Obama's chief of staff, was that once we've got the economy out of the ditch, then we're never going to let it be as unregulated again. And that's, of course, I think, exactly the wrong path. And I fear that Obama, and particularly combined with so many of the liberal Democrats in Congress, seeing this as an opportunity to get away from what they've always despised, which is a free, independent economy. I think they're going to move to what a lot of people call crony capitalism, where the government's getting involved as Barney Frank is sitting around telling Detroit how to build cars. Good heavens. I think I'm going to start calling it crony socialism. There's too much. Japan tried industrial policies where the government picked winners and losers, put huge amounts of people's capital into industries, and they picked the wrong ones, and they had a decade of recession and economic contraction. And I think it would be a catastrophe for American economy to go down that path. So, yeah, we've got to do what we need to get out of this immediate danger, but then we need to make sure we protect free markets.
The book is American Grit, What It Will Take to Survive and Win in the 21st Century. The author is Tony Blankley, who is currently Executive Vice President of Edelman Global Communications. You may know him better as a longtime panelist on the McLaughlin Group. He also worked for folks like President Reagan and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. On tomorrow's edition of Dateline Washington, we'll examine some of Mr. Blankley's ideas for making America great in the future, including some controversial ideas like reinstating the military draft and putting a censorship in place for the media on national secrets during wartime. That's on Friday's edition of Dateline Washington. We'll be right back on this program with a look at why a company would spend $3 million on a Super Bowl spot. Stay tuned.